Today's daf is Yuma Daf Pei. We left off on Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis. We are holding about 7-8 lines before the end of the page in Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis. So we had a machlokas in yesterday's daf. Which is larger, the shear of a kosevis or the shear of a kibetza? So Rabbi held the kosevis is bigger than a kibetza, and we saw as Vid held that a kosevis is smaller than a kibetza, and we tried to find what the source is for Rav's Vid. So we had one suggestion. I couldn't find it. Okay. We had one suggestion in yesterday's daf, and now we're going to have another suggestion today of how Rav Zvid knows that a koseves is less than a kibetza. We're then going to discuss, the entire daf is going to be about shiurim. We're going to discuss the concept of kol shiurim b'kazayis and what the exceptions to that rule are, the source for the idea that Tumas Ochlin is actually b'kibetza, that the shiur is a kibetza. We're going to talk about how when a person does an aveira b'zman hazeh, he should write down exactly how much he ate so that he will know when comes time when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, whether he's in fact chayav a carbon or not, because the shiur may be different than we think the shear is. So you don't just write, I'm chayiv a carbon, you write exactly how much you ate, so you'll be able to figure it out. And then we talk about the shear of shtia, that it's kamelo lugmav, exactly how large a melo lugmav is. And the anamid beis, we compare the two shearim. Why is it that when it comes to a shear of melo lugmav, it all depends on the person, the size of a person's cheek. But when it comes to a shear of achila, so everybody on Yom HaKippur is chayiv b'kosevis, no matter how big you are, it could be ogme al chabashan, and that's the same shear. So that's the question that Gemara deals with on Amud Beis. The Gemara talks about how Yisuvei Daita has the same shear for all sized people and for all different types of foods, and why that is the case. And then at the very end of the daf, we talk about what is mitzarif to the shear, as well as issues of achila gasa, what's not necessarily called achila. So again, let's pick up from Ella is the last word on the line, the fifth wide line in Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis. How does Rav Zvid know that koseves is less than a kibetza? So Ella Mehacha says the Gemara, maybe Rav Zvid derives it from the following: Ad kama mizamnin ad kizayis divra meir. How much does a person have to eat in order to be chayiv in zimun, in order to be chayiv in birchus hamazon? So Rav Meir holds only a kizayis. If you eat a kizayis, you chayiv in birchus hamazon. Rav Yehuda omer ad kibetza. Rav Yehuda says you only chayiv if you eat a kibetza. So b'maika mifli, what are they arguing about, whether it's a kazayis or a kibetza? So Rav Meir savar ve'achalta zu achila, v'savata zu shtia. That the pasuk says ve'achalta v'savata uve'rachta, that a person has to bench only if he's ochel v'soveya. So the way Rav Meir understands it is that means if you're ochel or shose, that one is chayiv in birchus hamazon. But it doesn't mean that there's an additional amount of food that you have to eat beyond what the Torah normally defines as achila. Whatever the Torah normally defines as achila, you're chayiv in birchus hamazon. It just happens to be that if you're shose, that's visavata, that if you're shose, you're also chayiv in birchus hamazon. So Tosfos in a few places in Shas points out that from the fact that Rav Meir learns from the savata about shtia, that if a person drinks yayin, he's chayiv in bracha achrona mida or raisa, because he's deriving it from a pasuk, and therefore would turn out if a person drank only yayin and has a suffix whether he's mevarich bracha achrona or not, doesn't remember, it would be suffix da raisa l'chumra, like any other suffix on a din da raisa, you'd have to go l'chumra and you would have to bench again. Tosfos raises a suffix by the shear of shtia to be chayiv in bracha achrona. It could be that it's kezayis, just like pas, or do we say it's kibetza because we learn from the savata, and sviya by achila we normally would assume is a kibetza. It's just that our mayor learns that over here sviya doesn't relate to achila, the sviya relates to shtia, so maybe the shear of the shtia that you'd be chayiv in bracha achrona is a kibetza. Tosfos not sure. Tosfos Arash says someone must be yotzei de shemayim should drink less than a kezayis or at least a melalugmav, and that way he'll be certain that he's chayiv in bracha achrona, or certain that he's not chayiv. That's Shulchan Aruch writes in Kuf Tzadi Siv Gimel Shir Shtias Yayin Lis Chayiv b'bracha achrona Yesh Safek Im Dai b'kazayis O b'revius Ulekach Yizor Lishtos O pachos mikazayis O revius K'dei Lasseis Min HaSafek. Person is drinking wine, they should either drink very little or drink a reasonable amount that they could be certain that they are chayiv. Drink a whole glass, so they could be certain that they are chayiv in a bracha achrona. So says Gemara, but v'achila b'kazayis, the actual chiv of birchus hamazon for achila is only a kazayis. So that's the svar from Meir. Rabbi Yehuda learns, no, v'achalta v'savata, it's all about eating. None of this is about drinking. So what does it mean, v'achalta v'savata? Achila sheyesh ba svia, the amount of food that would satisfy a person, that would satiate a person. Veza, zekabetza, that's a kibetza. Kibetza food would satiate a person. So now, this is araya. V'isal kedai tel koseves hagasa shamru yaseira mikabetza. If a koseves hagasa is larger than a kabetza, well, what's the shir in Yom Kippurim tali on? The shir in Yom Kippurim is tali on yisuve daita. So kabetza gives you svia, and a koseves gives you yisuve daita. So if you're going to say koseves is bigger than a kabetza, hasha kabetza svia misava daita la miyasva. If a kabetza is enough to satiate a person, is it not enough to be miyasev daita, to calm his mind and to put him at ease? So elalav shema mina koseves hagasa shamru pachos mi kabetza. So it must be that a koseves hagasa is less than a kabetza. Kabetza mispa koseves miyasev daita, and a kabetza, which is the larger amount, will fully satiate a person, whereas a koseves holds you over. It's miyasev daita. It holds a person over. It's a good snack, but it's not going to be so. It's not going to get a person to the point of svia. So that's the source for Rav Zvid to learn that koseves is less than a kibetza. The source that we had yesterday didn't work out, where we the first source that Rav Zvid tried to quote from Chametz didn't work out. This source seems to work out. Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Kol Hashirim Kulam Bekazayis Chutz Mitumas Ochlin Sheshina Kasa B'Mashma'an V'Shinu Chacham B'Shiuran. All Shiurim in general are always Bekazayis, except for Tumas Ochlin, where the Torah has it expressed differently. It has the concept of Tumas Ochlin expressed in different terms, and therefore the Chachamim derive from there that there should be a different Shir. V'Raya L'Davar Yom HaKippurim. And if you want another example of where the Torah expresses itself differently, and therefore we have a different shir for that halacha, Yom HaKippurim is a perfect raya ledavar. So what's this talking about? My shina kasu b'mashma'o. What does it mean on Yom Kippur? The Torah changes the way it expresses itself. Milo se'una. The Torah doesn't say lo socha lo yocha lo ye'achal. Doesn't say anything like that in Yom Kippur. What does the Torah say? Lo se'una. So we see that it's an entirely different expression the way the Torah describes. Kol nefesh asher lo su'una be'etzem ayom hazeh v'nichus ha'me'emeh. It's not saying don't afflict yourself. It's saying anyone who doesn't afflict themselves is going to be chayiv kares. So from the way that the Torah expresses itself is not in terms of achila. So therefore, my shinu chacham b'shiureha. So what does it mean the chacham changed the shir? The shir is not a kazayit. It's koseves. The shir is a koseves because it's not a lashon of achila. But isn't that a bit odd that we're going to bring a raya from Yom HaKippurim to the concept of Tumas Ochlin? If both of them are exactly the same, how is one a raya to the other? Meaning, how do I know that why is Yom HaKippurim any stronger than Tumas Ochlin? Granted, Yom HaKippurim and Tumas Ochlin are both described by the Torah in a different way than the Torah would normally describe Isurim, and therefore both have different shiurim. Maybe Tumas Ochlin is a raya to Yom HaKippurim. Why is Yom HaKippurim stronger than Tumas Ochlin, that we bring a raya to this concept by Tumas Ochlin from Yom HaKippurim? Says Gemara, Dime Hasam, Havamino Orcha Dekrahu. Had we only had the Pasuk by Tuma, we would have thought that it's not a significant enough change in the way the Torah describes it. Because the Torah, when it describes Tumas Ochlin, does use the term achila, but as we're about to see, the way it uses the term achila is by using the term twice. Ha'ochel asher ye'achel. So that's the shina hakasov that we have by Tumas Ochlin. So one might have thought, yeah, that's the way people speak. The food that you eat, ha'ochel asher ye'achel. The drink that you drink, the mashka asher yishteh. That you would think that that's a normal way of speaking, and that that's not indicative of a different shir. So we need Yom HaKippurim, where it clearly uses an entirely different term. Terminology. Lo su'una is nothing like lo sochal, an entirely different terminology to tell us that it's a different shir. So Yom HaKippurim is much stronger. We use that as the model to carry over to Tumas Ochlin as well. The implication of this Gemara, though, at least the top line of this Gemara, is that shirim are midrabanan, right? The way the Gemara expressed itself is that kol shirim kulim b'kazayis chutz b'Tumas Ochlin. Why is Tumas Ochlin different? Shashina kasav b'mashma'an, the Torah describes the Isser differently, v'shinu chachamim b'shiuran. So the chachamim changed the shir. So it sounds like it's a din d'rabanan, that it was up to the chachamim to change the shir. The problem is, all shirim are halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So how can we say that it's up to the chachamim to change the shir? So the Maritz Chais, in the back of the Gemara over here, says that the halacha l'moshe m'sinai b'shiurim are to tell us the concept of shiurim, that there's a shir because b'kazayis, a shir shear of a gris, a shear of a koseves, but what shear goes to what, and which isurim relate to which shear, that's all masra kasav l'chachamim kefri achraz daitam. The chachamim have, it's up to the chachamim to determine based on their own, based on what makes sense to them, which shear goes to which. So this is part of that general concept we've discussed a few times of l'masra kasav l'chachamim, that sometimes you have dinim that are dinim d'oraisa, but the chachamim get to determine what exactly the Torah wants from us, what exactly the din d'oraisa is. So this is one of those areas, says Maritz Chayes, where it's definitely a din d'oraisa, but l'masra kasav el chachamim. The Brisker Rav writes that it could be that it's a machlokas in the Gemara. It could be that not everybody agrees that shiur amar alech l'moshim sinai, that some hold that shiur amar d'rabanan, and we'll see more on that later. Let's see the Gemara further now. Tumas ochlin b'kebetza minalan. Where do we find that tumas ochlin is b'kebetza, is kebetza, that the shiur for food to be metame other food is that the tame food needs to be at least the size of a kebetza in order to have the koach to be metame other food. So Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Da Amar Kra, Mikolo Ochel Asher Yeochel. Pasuk says, Kolo Ochel Asher Yeochel, that double expression. So what do we learn from double expression? Ochel Haba Machmas Ochel, that the size of food that can transmit Tumah is the kind of food that comes out, of other food. What kind of food comes out of other food? Vezez Zebetzas Tarnagolas. A chicken lays an egg. A chicken is food. The egg is food. So it's food that comes out of other food. That's the idea that we're expressing. Ochel that comes outside of that comes from another ochel. That's what they say. The reason we have a minig to eat an egg on Pesach at the Seder is that idea that it comes out of something else. That it's one food that comes out of another food. It's like goy mikerev goy, that an entire nation had come out of another nation. That's a very unnatural thing. Normally you'll have rebellion or whatever, but it's not an entire another nation that comes out of the first nation. So anyway, so we know that it must be a chicken egg. Says, well, how do you see that it's a chicken egg? Veima gedi, maybe any animal that gives birth, it's food coming out of another food. So maybe it's a goat. The size of a goat should be the shear of Tumas Ochlin. So says, well, mechus reshchita. No, it's not actually ready to eat food when it comes out of its mother. When an animal comes out of its mother, you still need to do shchita. It's only the beitz, it's only the egg that as soon as it comes out, it's already in ochel as soon as it comes out of the mother. I the ema ben pakua. But what if you shecht the mother and you find the fetus inside the mother? It doesn't require shechita. So now it's food that comes out of another food. You shecht the goat, and inside the goat is another goat. So you're allowed to eat that. That's no problem. That's on a daraisa level at least. So it doesn't require shechita. So maybe that's what we're talking about. So ton kriya says, well, you still have to tear it open to get all the dam out. There's something you still need to do in order to make it edible. You're not allowed to eat it immediately. Okay, granted. So we want to talk about an egg, and we want to assume that the shear that we're talking about is the shear of an egg, because an egg is most ready for achila. How do you know that it's a chicken egg? Maybe it's a bar yuchni egg. A bar yuchni, the Gemara says in a couple of places, like in Krisus, I think the Gemara talks about how there was this massive bird that when it laid an egg, it would knock down 13 cedar trees and would wipe out entire towns. That's how large the egg was. So maybe that's the shear. Maybe, I don't think the Gemara seriously contemplates that would be the shear of Tumas Kebetz. It's just saying, who knows? Who knows how big the shear is? You're going to say it's an egg. It could be any egg. Says Gemara, tafasta meruba lo tafasta, tafasta mua tafasta. We don't assume the largest amount. We always assume when we have many possibilities, we always assume the smaller amount. Ve'ema ve'yasa ditziporta dezutar tuva. Okay, so you want to assume the smallest amount. A chicken egg is not the smallest egg. There are birds that have smaller eggs than chicken eggs. So maybe that's the shear. Rabbi Avo didei amar mikol ochel asher yochel ochel shata ochel basachas. So Rabbi Avo explains, you're right. It can't be that kol ochel asher yochel is just the fact that it's ochel that comes from other ochel. That wouldn't be enough, because then in a chinami we would have to say that it's some smaller egg. No, what he darshins is that it's ochel shata ochel basachas. It's the amount of food that one could eat at one time. Vishiru Chacham min Beis Abliya machzik yosem mibeitz as tarnagolas. And the Chacham figured out that the average person's Beis Abliya can only hold a beitz as tarnagolas, can only hold the size of a chicken's egg. And that's why we assume that the shir of a kabeitza is a chicken's egg. So that's how we know that the shir of Tumas Ochlin is bekabeitza. We have a concept in halacha. Whenever you have shiurim, so let's say shiurim of iser. So if you eat an iser of nevela or treif or anything else, the shiur is always bekazayis. So what if a person eats a bug? So that's very tiny, much smaller than a kazayis. So the halacha is you're still chayiv on that. Right? Why is it that we're so careful to make sure that we get rid of all these tiny little bugs? It's pachos mikazayis. We have to clean our vegetables for things that are pachos mikazayis. So the answer is that it's a beria. Anything that's a beria is significant. Anything that's an entire entity, it's a full entity, a full bug that's in its complete form, is chashuv enough to be considered ki'ilu, it's a shir shalem, even though it's not a shir shalem. That's why if they pulverize it, if they grind it up, then we don't have to worry about the bugs. That's why the kashrus organizations would not allow, let's say, blackberries or raspberries to be served at a catered event, fresh blackberries and raspberries, because they're worried about the bugs and it's too difficult to check for them to check. But they'll give hashkacha to raspberry yogurt and to blackberry yogurt because they pulverize it. So once it's pulverized, then all the bugs are ripped apart into little pieces and then it's batel b'shishim. But a beria is not going to be batel. And if one eats I've realized that's the way they do. But they don't clean out all those blackberries and raspberries in the Chobani factory or whatever. They just pulverize them. So there is a concept that you're not allowed to, that in mevatel nisil chachila, but that's only when your kavana is to be mevatel the yisir. But if your kavana is that's the ingredients, that's how you make delicious yogurt, is by pulverizing it, it's not to be mevatel the yisir. That's the way they're doing it anyway. So then it's not a violation of in mevatel nisil chachila. So the Meiri Masechta Shabbos says, what about by Kabbalah's Tumah? So when we talk about Tumas Ochlin is bekabeitza, what about a beria? Does that take on the status of a kabeitza? So the Meiri says that a beria is makabel tuma b'kol shuhu. So in Rav Menachem Zemben, his chidushim, he asked from Arasugya that we learn the shir kol ochal shrei ochel, that's ochel abo machmas ochel, that's based on tarnagolas, and that's a beria that that shouldn't require a shir. Meaning the very example we're giving is a beitzas tarnagolas, which itself is a beria. Beitzas tarnagolas is one full entity, and we're still saying that a beitzas tarnagolas needs to be the size of a beitzas tarnagolas. It needs to be the size of an egg. So how can you say that a beria is going to be different? The example we give over here is a beria. So he points out that the Gemara doesn't mean to say that an egg itself is subject to Masochlin. It means the sheer godel of an egg is subject to Masochlin. And certainly in the Maskanas HaGemara, where we say that shiru chachamim, that that's how much fits in a person's beis habliya, that's all it means. It's not about the actual egg that comes out of the chicken. Okay, so that we also have this concept of tafasta merubah lo tafasta. Why do we assume that it's not the egg of this massive bird? So we said tafasta merubah lo tafasta. So Rashi explains that we always pick the smaller shear because that's the kula, and not the larger shear because that's the chumra. Rashi in Sukkah that tafasta merubah is we always go with the kula, not with the chumra. Now, is that necessarily true? It really depends what you're talking about. If you're talking about an isser, so to say that I'm only going to be in violation of the isser with the larger shear is a kula. The smaller shear is the chumrah. So it would come out the opposite. If you're talking about a mitzvah, then ain't a chinami. To tell me I get the mitzvah with the smaller shear would be the kula. The larger shear is the chumrah. So there are different svaras that Rishonim give for tefasta merubah. Some say that tefasta merubah lo tefasta because there's just no limit. If you say tefasta merubah lo tefasta, so it's just one of the midrash, atar and dreshes, but is that it's assumed that if there's an indication that it should be something along a sliding scale, that it means on the lower end of the sliding scale. That's just the nature of the way the Midos, Shaitar, and Justice Ben work. That's the only Svara that really works across the board. Once you start getting into Kulas and Chumras, you end up all over the place. Or once even you get a lot of Rishonim talk about Ein L'Davar Sof. If Tefastim Ruba, then it's Ein L'Davar Sof. Tefastim Wood is also Ein L'Davar Sof, like an hour Gemara, where you have eggs that are much smaller than than chicken eggs. Okay, Amar Blazer, ha'ochel chaylev bizman hazeh, tzorech sheyichtov lo shir. Someone who eats chaylev bizman hazeh should write down exactly how much he ate, shema yavo bezin achar v'yabra b'shirim, because maybe a later bezin is going to come along and change the size of the shirim, and he'll think he's chayev v'chatos, but he's actually not going to be chayev v'chatos. And if he has in his notebook just that he's chayev v'chatos, he's going to bring a carbon, but it's going to turn out he's not going to be chayev a carbon. So my yarba b'shirim, what does it mean that a bezin is going to come and make the shirim larger? If it means that they're going to be mechayev a carbon even on a smaller kazayis, v'atanya asher lo siyasan b'shkagav v'asham, hashav miyidiyaso may be carbon al shigaso, lo shav miyidiyaso ain may be carbon al shigaso. The halacha is one only brings a carbon if he violates an avera b'shogeg, that had he known at the time that he was doing the avera exactly what he was doing, he would not have done the avera. That's the definition of shogeg. Shogeg means that I was missing some information over here. I didn't realize this was chaylev. I thought it was kosher fats. I didn't realize it was chaylev. And it means that had I known that this was chaylev, I never would have eaten it. I never would have violated this iser. But if it's all about that the chachamim are going to change the shir, and they're going to tell me that what I thought was a gzayis wasn't a gzayis, well, even had I known at the time that I ate it that this was chaylev, I still would have eaten it, because I thought it was pachos mikashir. So that's not a case of shav mi yediyasa. You wouldn't be chayev a carbon in that case. So why are we worried that the chachamim are going to say that I'm chayev a carbon on a smaller shear? I still won't be chayev a carbon, because at the time I didn't have that smaller shear in mind. Now the concern is the chachamim are going to change the shear in the other direction. They're going to say you're only chayev a carbon if it's a kezayis gadol. So don't write that you're chayev a carbon. You may not be chayev a carbon, because maybe the chachamim are going to say that it's a larger shear in order to be chayev. Now, if you're going to say, like we said originally, that the assumption is that they're going to say that you're chayev a karban even on a smaller kazayis, so what does yarbe b'shirin mean? Yarbe b'shirin sounds like they're going to make it bigger, and over here it's smaller, according to the Havamina. Now, the concern in the Havamina is that the chamar are going to be marba the amount of karbanos based on making a smaller shear for a chiyuv to bring a carbon. So the chara, this whole gemara is very difficult. The shirim are halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. A bezin is going to go and change halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. We're worried that the bezin in the times of the Beis Hamikdash are going to come and change what the halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim was. So the Briska Rav writes that halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim was only said on the ikur shir of a kazayis. But whether it's a large kezayis, a large zayis, small zayis, benini, that's not halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. That's up to each and every beis din to determine. So the beis din is given that kind of leeway. He also says that it could be that Rabbi Lazar disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan that shirim halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim, that he holds like the shita of the brisa that we had previously, that holds that halachos were these halachos of shirim were given at Sinai through the Yidgum Mil Shatar and Drashas Ben, and we forgot them, and Asniel ben Kenaz had to be machzirim bil pilpulo. He had to bring them back with his pilpul. With his pilpul means with the Yudgum Mil Shatar and Drashas Ben. So certainly within the Yudgum Mil Shatar and Drashas Ben, a later Beis Din has the right to darshan the Torah differently and to therefore change the halachos. So says Sfasemis, how far are we going to take this? That a later Beis Din could change all the sizes of the shirim. So should one eat as much matzah as humanly possible on the night of the Seder? Just in case. You never know. Beis Din might say that a shir kezayis is much larger than we think a kezayis is. So maybe you should just spend all night eating as much matzah as humanly possible. Some people do that. They're worried about these unusually large kezayis and that they'll just stuff as much matzah in their mouth as possible. Is that what one has to do? So says Fasemis, no. When we eat matzah on Pesach, the whole mitzvah is right now. So right now, certainly, we certainly have the right to follow whatever our poskim tell us, whatever our Shulchan Aruch tells us, that we could follow the halacha as it is right now. The thing with karbanos is that it's not a halacha only in the here and now. You do the avera now, you're going to have to bring karban after the Beis HaMikdash is built. So the karban is only going to be brought once the halacha is actually changed. So it's not all in the here and now. That's why, says Sfas Emes, it's more of a concern when it comes to karbanos than it is when it comes to, in general, doing mitzvos and averos, doing mitzvos at least, bizmanenu. Says Gemara further, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shiurim v'onshin alach l'moshe misinai. Shiurim and onshim are alach l'moshe misinai. Onshin, michtav ksivi. What do you mean? The Torah talks about onshim all the time. That's not alach l'moshe misinai. It's right there in the Torah. So says Gemara, Ela hachi kamer. Now this is what it means to say. Shiurim shel onshin alach l'moshe misinai. The shear for which a person is chayiv in onesh, that's halach l'moshe misinai. Tosos points out that Rashi had a Rashi says that we should be goreis like our Gemara has a girsa, but there was another girsa that Rashi was trying to erase, where the Gemara's question wasn't onshin michtav ksivi, that the onshin are written, but rather shiurin michtav ksivi. How could you say shiurim shal onshin halach, that shiurin are halach l'moshe misinai? Shiurin are written right there in the Torah, and what it would mean is that since we learn all shiurim from the pasuk of Eretz Chito, Sa'ora, etc., that each of the words in that pasuk teach us a different shiur, so that's what the Gemara is asking, that michtav ksivi, that it says it explicitly in that pasuk, and then the Gemara's answer is shiurim shal onshin. So Tosfos points out that Rashi is 100% correct in getting rid of that girsa, and there are four very good reasons why that girsa has to be incorrect, because he says, even according to the Gemara's answer, shiurim shal onshin, if the Gemara was bothered that all the shiurim are in the Torah, so how does the Gemara answer it by saying shiurim shal onshin are alach l'moshe misinai? All of those shiurim are still in the Torah. It's the same shiurim shel onshin that is still explicit in the Torah, according to that Havamina. And furthermore, the Gemara never asks that in all the other places that it mentions the site. Meaning, whenever the Gemara quotes that pasuk of Eretz Chita, etc., the Gemara ultimately comes to the conclusion in Erevin and Sukkah that it's an asmachta and it's really alach l'moshe misinai. So the Gemara could have just come to that conclusion over here and it wouldn't have had the kasha in the first place. And other reasons as well, that that Rashi's girsa is correct, our girsa is correct. So it says in Tanya Nami Achiv, we have a brisa that says like the shiurim shalonshin halach l'moshe misinai, the shiurim of onshin are alach l'moshe misinai, achirim omen beis dino shal yayvitz tiknum, but achirim say, and this is what we referred to before with the biskarav, achirim say that no, shiurim are not alach l'moshe misinai, based in Shal Yaivitz was Masakin them. Who's Yaivitz? Says Rashi, who a Sneel ben Kanaz. Gemara Tzmur Daf Tazayin, that it's a Sneel ben Kanaz that was Masakin the Shiurim. What does it mean he was Masakin them? That it was forgotten. So that, as the Gemara is about to say, Vaksiv, how could he be Masakin them? Doesn't the Pasuk say, Ela Mitzvah Shei Navi Rashi L'Chadish Dov Me'ata, that a Navi is not allowed to be Masakin new things in the Torah that aren't already there? Ela Shachum V'Chazr V'Yastum. No, what it means is that they were forgotten and a Sneel ben Kanaz came and brought them back through his pupil, he was able to bring it back through darshing the Gimel Midos Shatara Nidreshpen. Hashosamalo Lugma, says the Gemara, we had said in the Mishnah that the shear for drinking on Yom Kippur is if one drinks cheeks full of liquid on Yom Kippur, he's chayiv. So Amar Avidom Shmuel, lo malo lugma mamish. You don't really need to fill up both cheeks full of liquid in order to be chayiv. El kol she'ilu yisal kemel tzad echad v'yirikim lo lugma. If a person could put all the liquid on one side of his mouth and someone who's looking at his profile view from that side, it would look like he has cheeks full because one cheek is all the way out, is blown out, one cheek is full, so that's enough to be a shear of Melo Lugmav, to be chayiv on Yom HaKippurim. How could you say that? It says Melo Lugmav. Melo Lugmav means your cheeks are full. It doesn't mean that you could put it on one side of your mouth. Ema Kim Melo Lugmav. So we have to say it doesn't mean Melo Lugmav, means Kim Melo Lugmav. Something that's like a Melo Lugmav, in that it looks like a Melo Lugmav, even though it's not really a Melo Lugmav. The poskim disagree as to how much time you have, meaning when it comes to a shir achila, so it's b'kadei achilas pras. You have to eat the shir of a kosevis on Yom Kippurim b'kadei achilas pras in order to be chayv Yom Kippurim. What about drinking? What's the shir of drinking a malon lugmav? The Rambam writes in Shvisas Asar, Perek Beis, Halacha Dalet, that the shir is kadei shtias revias, and that's quoted by the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch b'shem the Rambam and Tafreish Yud Beis, that the shir is kadei shtias revias. The Torah quotes in the Ravid that the shir tzir of shti is kedei achilas pras, just like by achila. So that's what we're machmir for lechachila. Well, not lechachila. The whole thing is b'diavad. If a chola has to drink, we're machmir to wait a kedei achilas pras, both for eating and for drinking, and not to allow after Kadesh Tias Revias. Kadesh Tias Revias is a very, very small amount of time. It does not take very long to drink. It's a matter of seconds, Kadesh Tias Revias. Kadesh Achilas Pras, we're talking 4, 5, 6 minutes, 9 minutes to the Chumrah. We're machmir to say it's about 9 minutes. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Tafresh Yud Beis Siftes has shosu b'yom Kippur melo lugma v'chayiv. Person drinks in Yom Kippur melo lugma v'chayiv. U'mesharim b'kol adam l'fi mashu, based on the size of the person, ha'gadol l'fi gadol v'ha'katan l'fi katno. V'lo melo lugma v'mamish, el kol shi yisal ken yisal echad pev v'yirik melo lugma v'u'pachos mi'rviyas padam b'enini. And the Shulchan Aruch says you should know that that's less than a reviyas on an average person. So the Mishnah Berurah points out, but it sounds like it's very close to a reviyas. It's a little less than a reviyas, but it's close to a reviyas. That's how the Ran writes, that it's a little bit less than reviyas. Now in Hilchas Kiddush, the Mishnah Berurah points out, in Hilchas Kiddush, Shulchan Aruch writes in Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yud Gimel, that it's rov reviyas, that a Lugmav is rov reviyas. Sounds like it's not close to a reviyas, it's a little more than half, which isn't even close. A little more than half is, the impression you get from the Ran, the impression you get from the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Yom HaKippurim, is that it's almost a reviyas, that it's like 95% of a reviyas. But the impression you get in Hilchas Kiddush is that it's a little more than half of a reviyas. So Bir Halacha says when it comes to the Inyan Karban in Yom HaKippurim, we say a larger shear, which is closer to reviyas, because the Isser is Bekol Shu, Chatzi Shear is Asur Min HaTorah. By Kiddush, where the shear of Ti'imah is Midrabanan, we're Somech on that it's enough to have just a rov reviyas. So says Gemara, So we're going to ask from the Shita of Beis Hillel in the Braisa that we're quoting. The Braisa says, how much does one have to drink in order to be chayiv? Beis Shamiyom Reviyah. So Beis Hillel Omrim Milo Lugma. Beis Hillel says, you only drink a Milo Lugma of your chayiv and Yom Kippur. So don't you see that it's a Milo Lugma? It's not a Kim Milo Lugma. Before we finish the question, we're just going to mention the other Shitos in the Braisa. Rabbi Yudom Omrim Shem Rabbi Lazar Kim Milo Lugma. Rabbi Lazar holds that it's Kim Milo Lugma. Rabbi Yudom Seir Omer Kedei Gemiyah. Rabbi Yudom Seir says Kategemia, the amount one swallows at one time. So bottom line is, though, you see that Beis Hillel holds that it's not kimelo lugmav, the amount you would push to one side of your mouth. It's mamishimelo lugmav. It's two cheeks full. Says Gemara, mi adifa mi masnisim du kimelo kadeshira, chanami kadeshira. What are you talking about? In our Mishnah, we use the same expression, and we said that expression means the amount that you would push to one side of your mouth. So here also, when Beis Hillel uses the term lo lugmav, what do you think he means? He means the amount that you push to one side of your mouth. Says Gemara, no, but then he's saying the same exact thing as Rav Lazar says, because Rav Lazar says it's kim alo lugmav. What's the difference between Beis Hillel and Rav Lazar then? Ika b'nayim alo lugmav dachuk. The nafkamina between Rav Lazar and Beis Hillel would be alo lugmav dachuk. How much do you have to fill that one side of that one side of your mouth? Beis Hillel would hold that it has to be kim alo lugmav berevach. It has to be very full, and Rav Lazar would say that dachuk, not so full. Maskva Rav Hoshea im kein havelim mikuli b'shamim. If that's the case, then it turns out that Beis Shammai is being more makil and Beis Hillel is being more machmir, because if Beis Hillel is saying Kadeshi El Salken El Sad Echad, that's less than a revius, and Beis Shammai says you're only chayiv when you have a revius, so Beis Shammai is being more makil, that you could drink a little more and still not be chayiv. And so what? So it's a Kuli Beis Shammai Chum Beis Hillel. There is an exhaustive list of the Kuli Beis Shammai Chum Beis Hillel in Mesach Zidios, and this isn't on that list. So that's what the Gemara is asking. So Amar Le, no, when they had the question about how much you have to drink, they were talking about how much would Og Melech Habashan have to drink, and that's what Beis Hillel said, Kim Melo Lugmav. That's a lot more than a Revius, because Og Melech Habashan is giant, so his Melo Lugmav is a lot more than a Revius. Then it turns out that Beis Hillel is being more Mekel and Beis Shammai is being more Machmir. So the Achronim are a little bit bothered by this. Why would they raise the question about Og Melech Habashan? Did they know Og Melech Habashan? I mean, he wasn't around. Why would they talk about that as the halachic basis for the discussion of how much you have to drink on Yom Kippurim in order to be chayv? So Sasema says that Melo Lugma of Anadim Beinini is so close to Revius, it's that the difference between Beisham and Beisil is minimal. So when they wanted to express a difference between the Beisham and Beisil, they wanted to get a real good machlokas going, so they wanted to come up with a case that would be a real nafkamina. So they raised the question in such a way where they could present the shitos in a way that they are so clearly different from each other. So that's why they discuss it in terms of Og Melech Habashan. Maskra Bizera So Rabbi Zeir raised the obvious question that we pointed out before: Maishna Achila the Kol Chad V'Chad B'Kikoseves, U'Maishna Shtiyah the Kol Chad V'Chad B'Didei. Why is it that when it comes to eating, everybody has the same Shir Achila, no matter how big, small? It doesn't make a difference. Everyone has the same Shir Achila. But when it comes to drinking, everyone is measured by their own cheek. Everyone is measured by their own Malol Lugmav. Halacha L'Maisa, that's what we hold. So why is that? Amalei Abaye. So Abaye responds: Ba'Achila Kimul Rabban B'Kikoseves to Ba'Achim Yas V'Daitei Ba'Tzim. We have the Rabbanon assume that when it comes to Achila, a Kosevis is enough for everybody to be Miyasiv Daite, to hold the person over a little bit. By drinking, they were certain that that's just the way it works, that by drinking, a person is only satisfied with the amount of drink that could fill his own Melo Lugmav. Really, by eating Ogmel Chabashan is Miyasiv Daite with the same Kosevis that that smaller people are miyasiv daite? How could that possibly be? Amle Abayi kimlu the rabbanon the bahach miyasiv daite batzim la miyasiv daite miu kuli al matuva vavog mal chabashim porta. He says I'm not going to tell you everyone has the same yishuv adas with a kosevis, but everyone has somewhat. It holds everybody over a little bit. It may only hold ogmel chabashim over 5 more minutes till he gets hungry again, and it may hold us over for a little bit longer. But still, it does it has that effect. It does something for everybody. Whereas the drinking, we assume having a very tiny amount will do nothing if it's smaller than a person's melo lugmav. Masra bizera basar shabin b'kseves v'lave gufanim b'kseves. Does it really not matter what you eat? You eat nice, delicious, fatty meat. That's the same as eating roughage. It's really all the same. So said the marmalei abayi kimlu the rabbanon b'hachem yas v'daite basar me'achem lo yas v'daite miu basar shabin tuva v'lave gufanim porta. Yeah, we have an assumption that that amount of food, no matter what it is you're eating, will hold the person over. It may not hold you over as long if you ate something that wasn't delicious, but it may hold you over a little longer if you ate basar shamin. Maskefla rava kizayis b'chdei achilas pras ukoseves b'chdei achilas pras. So he says, wait a second. The shear of a kizayis that we always have for all isurim is b'chdei achilas pras. Now ukoseves, which is much larger, is also going to be b'chdei achilas pras. Why does that make sense that to be mitzvah the shear achila it's going to be the same k'dei achilas pras that you have by kizayis? Amrle abai kimlu the rabbanon to behachem yas v'daite b'tfemi achlim la miyas v'daite. Because again, it all depends on yishuv adas, and therefore kimlu the rabbanon that the yishuv adas is achieved within a kedei achilas pras. Halacha l'maisa, how much is a kedei achilas pras? So the Minchas Chinuch writes that it's a shears man kavua l'fi achilas adam beinoni eno marach eno makatzer. That but we based on how an average person would eat any given food. That's a major machlok. Mishnah Brura writes that we don't base it on how long it would take an average person to eat each type of food, but we take the classic type of food, a pras pas chitin, and we figure out how long it takes to eat a pras pas chitin, and that's always the shear, no matter what you happen to be eating. That's always the shear of kedei achilas pras. That's quite a chumrah when it comes to matzah, because when it comes to matzah, presumably the amount of time it takes to eat a shear of a pras of matzah is much longer than the amount of time that it would take to eat bread, because bread is softer and it's easier to digest. So if you hold like the Minchas Chinuch that the shear is a slight is adjusts based on the type of food you're eating, so the amount of time you'd have to eat matzah, you could eat matzah slowly and not rush it and not stuff it in your mouth, and you're definitely fine. You're definitely within the kedei achilas pras, because pras is so much bigger than a kazayas. So whatever your shear kazayas is, you could take plenty of time. If you hold like the Mishnah Brura, it could be that you do have to rush it a little bit because you have the shear of kedei achilas pras the way it's defined. Based on paschitin, based on how much a normal loaf of bread would take to eat. So that's the major machlok supposim. Maskev v'rava b'chdei achilas pras chatzi pras. I'm sorry. What's the gears over here? Maskev v'rava b'kosevis b'chdei achilas pras v'chatzi pras b'chdei achilas pras. Everything is with the same k'dei achilas pras. Amalei Rav Papa hanach l'tumas gevia delav zal raisi. When you talk about the tumah of the tumas gevia from a person eating Ochlin to Mayin, that's not Tumma Daraisa. That's why the Shir is Kedei Achilas Pras. The whole thing is only Drabanan. Frak the Gemara, Miyam Rav Papa Hachi, does Rav Papa really hold that way? Vaksiv lo Satamu Behemimim at Mesim Bam, Vam Rav Papa Mikancha Tumas Gavia Daraisa, the Rav Papa holds that Tumas Gavia is Daraisa, so don't just tell me that it's Drabanan. And it's the Gemara, Mi Drabanan Vikras Smachta Bialma. It is Drabanan, the Pasuk is only not Smachta. Kala Ochlin, so we said all Ochlin are Mitzarif with each other. Am Rav Papa, Achul Umtsu Milcha Mitzarif. You eat meat with the salt that's on the meat, that's Mitzarif to the shear of a Kosevis also. The Aval Gavdala Vachilahi, Kimida Achli Inchi Mitzarifin. Even though the salt is not really an Ochel, but since people eat it together, it's Mitzarif to the shear. Amrish Lakish, Sir Shal Gaba Yarek, Mitzarif to Kosevis Nyoma Kippurim. The dressing on top of vegetables is Mitzarif to Kosevis Nyoma Kippurim. Pshita, of course it's Mitzarif. Why wouldn't it be Mitzarif? Maldatim Mashkahu, Kamashman Kalashuri Uchlahu. One might have thought that it's a mashke, it's not an ochel, so that's why kamash mlon, that anything that's makshir ochlin is also called an ochel, meaning it, the way we define what's called mashke, what's called ochel, is not whether it is a liquid or a solid. It's whether you eat it or whether you drink it. Anything that's not drunk as a beverage would have a din of an ochel, not have a din of a mashke. Nafkamina would be for shir of a bracha achrona, nafkamina would be for what bracha you make on it. As Rav Shechter writes in Bikvei Atzon, page Mem Aleph, he has a whole discussion about drinking yayin sorov, about drinking schnapps, that it could be, the Rav Chaim Voloshin writes, that schnapps has a din of an ochel, because no one drinks it to quench a thirst. It doesn't have a din of a mashka. So he says it would be a big nafkamina legabe the bracha on schnapps. It would be a big nafkamina legabe the shir. The Kashuk lover uses that same svara to explain why chassidim drink small amounts for Kiddush, because you say the shear is b'kazayis because it has a din of an ochel. Of course, the problem with that is that if it has a din of an ochel, then you shouldn't be allowed to use it for Kiddush, because number one qualification of being Chamar Medina is that it first has to be a drink in order for it to be Chamar Medina. Another nafkamina would be is that halacha is where Moshe writes in a tshuva in Yerdei Chelek Aleph that blended scotch is that blended whiskeys are okay because they're batel b'shisha, that the stam yenam is batel b'shisha, because the halacha is stam yenam is batel not b'shishim, it's only batel b'shishim in food, but it's batel b'shisha in drinks. So it's batel b'shisha. If you hold that schnapps has a din of an ochel, not a din of a mashke, it shouldn't be batel b'shisha. You should require shishim, because it would only be batel b'shishim in the mashke. Okay.